use the Sanskrit in the English lesson. My dear mind, you have embraced the path of self-realization, yet you foolishly think that you are cleansing yourself by bathing in the pretentiously fierce qualities of deceit and false finding, which are compared to impure donkey urine. Factually, you are burning yourself and dragging the spirit soul like me into the fire. When he talks about deceit, that means dishonesty. So that means dishonesty in regard to our Krishna consciousness or in ordinary dealing.
Everything. Vapata Putti Nati. Vapata Putti Nati. Bharakara. My dear mind, you have embraced the path of self-realization. Yet you foolishly think that you are cleaning yourself by bathing in the pretentiously fierce qualities of deceit and false finding, which are compared to impure donkey's view. Bhajanda kono bhakti na thakur.
He tells about three different kinds of devotees. He explains three different kinds of devotees.
You understand?
A little. I don't understand the distinctions between the first two types of the devotees. To me it sounds the same. Panishta and Parinishtita. To me his explanation sound, I can't understand the difference.
You are within Grihastha. And one is out of Grihastha.
Nirapeksha.
And Grihastha is telling what he is telling.
Says Panishta becomes deceitful when he indulges in sense gratification.
He is the first Panishta. He is in Grihastha life. He does, and what is favorable for him being in Varnashram Dharma. Varnashram Dharma, you know, after marriage, what he can do, he will do which is favorable for his Varnashram Dharma. For him, for his wife, for his children, and all these things. To be happy in this world. If Krishna Bhakti is helpful in that, then he will take them. And if they are not helpful in all these things, fulfilling his worldly desires, according to Varna, he will give up. He is Swamishta. Swam means Varnashram Dharma. He will pray God only for their pleasure. He will pray Krishna only to give wealth, renunciate what? Pratishtha,
fame,
and all worldly. But we will see that, he chanting so much, he is worshipping so much more than me. A man not worshipping like them, yet can be more than that. in quality. Because he has no desire, but he has so many desires for it. So, one is to give up their all desires. They should not pray anything from Krishna for their enjoyment in loving world and getting their for their
self-satisfaction.
Just do all varnasam dharma so that they will have association of good devotees, pure devotees. Then they will do. So this is kapatata. I am doing ekadasi, any grihastha vaishnava for me. And he is fasting, having no water, nothing, nirjala ekadasi, you know, he is doing. But for why he is doing? He is worshipping Krishna for so many hours, weeping. But why? Give me name and fame. Anyone is not weeping, but he is not, he has no desire any in worshipping, and only desire that you should make me your star. But no, he cannot be. But yet he is more than that. So these are kapatata of sadhana. If anyone doing, oh, I am doing nirjala ekadasi and chanting 32 rounds, 38 rounds, and worshipping Krishna with so many things, with golden pot, with so many things, but not pure bhakti. So these are kapatata. These are kapatata means? What is
it? That word I don't find here. Kapatata.
This is kapatata. Kapatata. What is the meaning of kapatata? Kapatata bhakti nāti.
That word in the verse? You don't know that word? Is there?
Kapatata.
Maybe I copied it wrong. You just explained that, Svanista. Then he mentions, he says, he indulges in sense gratification in the name of satisfying the Supreme Lord. Instead of serving the pure-hearted devotees of the Lord, he serves rich and influential materialists.
He wants to meet and associate with a rich person. Why?
To make money and fame.
To take milk test. I'm going to that rich man. He will ask me and he will tell me, oh, check this Sarasvati. Check so many things. He can get some dollars. So, these are kapatata.
The next, well, he says, putting on the robe of renunciant, he strives for worldly acclaim and honor. Then he explains about the Parinisthika Sada. He makes an external show of strict adherence and dedication to spiritual life, but inwardly is attracted to material subjects completely unrelated to Krishna, and prefers the association
but
of...
But he does what he goes for bhakti. He can choose only the varnasam dharma or among varnasam dharma. What is the things which are helpful to bhakti? Not like first.
Oh, he's more sincere?
More sincere.
But it says he prefers the association of worldly minded.
Those customs. Traditional. Which are helpful for bhakti only, he can choose. Not everything. But they will choose. They are not hankering after name and fame as they are. But yet there is something lacking. They will think that, oh, I am Vaishnava. I am Rashi Vaishnava. I am qualified guru. They will think.
I am Maya Pulta.
Gurudev, when he talks about the Nirapeksha Sada, the renunciant.
They are out of Varnasam Dharma. What is out
of? He becomes deceitful when he considers himself to be very elevated devotee and exploits the renunciant's dress and status, looking down upon other devotees as if they were inferior.
Like me.
He collects objects and wealth far in excess of the basic requirements for a life of renunciation. No, you're not doing that.
I'm taking shoes, I'm taking all these things. But
and he's always in anxiety about collecting funds, yet covers his deceit with a show of devotion.
These are all harmful for a devotee. Anyhow, he likes to be
simple.
Very simple. I always kya ho gaya? Kya? I always what? I think about you all. How to live peacefully and how to also warm daily bhajan also and how to earn now something which is very essential for our life. If a person is independent in this, then it will be hard.
Independent in this?
He should not be dependent. No. He should be independent to do bhajan. If he is independent, then it is wrong. To other worldly persons. No? But he is independent, he is dependent to his guru and well-wishers, any rasik vaishnava. Then it is. To Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, we want to be independent. But not worldly luxurious persons and vishayi bhogi karma. They will spoil our life. So we should try to be pure like Raghunath Das Guru. So here, nirpeksha sud, give up all the bad things. And for others, Swanishtha and Parinishtha. You should always remember.
You have written? I have to
go. Yeah.